Let's get started, Daniela. Let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Is it true, as Kevin Carey contests, that Republicans in Washington are embracing the worst elements of the teachers' union's national education agenda?
I would argue that they're embracing the best elements of Republicans' national education agenda. Look, Kevin Carey wrote a piece in the New Republic, quoted very smart guy from the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. Yes, it was me saying that, yes, indeed, you know, the local control wing of the Republican Party and the anti-accountability wing of the Democratic Party are converging. And what that means is that both of those groups want there to be a much smaller federal footprint in education. They want to back away from accountability from the federal level. And you know, my argument is that this isn't all bad, that we've learned from No Child Left Behind that there was an overreach, that the federal government actually isn't very good at making states and districts follow through on mandates around accountability and other things. And I think the Republicans have a very valid case in saying, hey, let's give it back to the states, particularly now that we have such aggressive reformers at the state level, many of them Republicans, willing to take the ball forward. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't like the idea that, you know, they're teaming up and this is going to be kind of a joint force. I think they're still diametrically opposed on so many points, you know, including teacher pensions and everything that's going on in Wisconsin and Ohio and all these other states. It's not as if these two sides are suddenly going to come together and make amends and act as a single force. I mean, the teachers unions are still very much tied to Democratic Party and Democratic candidates. And yes, they might be arguing the same point, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, That's going to be a force to be reckoned with, and
yeah.
It's unified.
But you know, reformers like Kevin, especially left of center reformers, are upset because the sort of centrist consensus that gave birth to No Child Left Behind has fallen apart, and that consensus was never very deep. You know, this was something that among elites on Capitol Hill and the Department of Ed and think tanks was not widely held by rank and file members of Congress of either party, and certainly not the public or the educators. So they should not be surprised. Republicans are acting like Republicans again, saying, "Hey, we don't want there to be much of a federal role in education."
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even say that necessarily negates the idea that there is still a consensus. I think largely in the reform movement, there actually is a lot of movement towards, yes, we need charter schools. Yes, we do need some sort of accountability.
No. That's right. But the consensus is not right. That's true. At this, if you're talking about state level policy, absolutely. But where there is not a consensus no longer is around what's the federal role in education.